Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Elite Wiki Writers Compliance Department. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Jamie, I wanted to have a detailed discussion in regards to your project since it's been going on for a very long time, if this is a good time.
Sure, yeah. Set aside the time. What's up?
Exactly. All right. Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, so Jamie, what I see here is your Wikipedia profile, and it has already been submitted. The last discussion or the last update that you got was that your page will be live within, I believe, a month. I had a detailed discussion with your admin who was assigned on your Wikipedia profile yesterday, and I wanted to make sure that I have something definite when I, come back to you and give you a proper update on the project. At this point of time, to be very honest, Jamie, the problem is that the admin does not feel that it's the right time to actually put the profile live. It's not going to go live right now. It's still under evaluation, and the timeline for that is indefinite at this point of time. So I was thinking
of
maybe...
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I spent $15,000 to have this done that was supposed to cost $1,000 a year ago, and I've heard the same exact story from you every single time I've spoken to someone. Oh, it's in review. Oh, it's going to happen. Oh, no, you just now... Oh, no, you need to spend $5,000 more for this. Oh, you need to buy this article. Oh, you need to do that. Can you understand why I'm a little bit frustrated here?
I do understand, and that's the reason why, see, this is not the update that I wanted to give you. I wanted to provide you a resolution on the basis of this. I do understand, and I've reviewed your case in detail, so I'm not going to tell you all of what you have heard before. I was just beginning from that point, moving forward and providing you a resolution for this, because obviously you cannot be sitting ducks, for the rest of your life and just waiting for the Wikipedia page to be live, right? And at the same time, Jamie, we cannot neglect or ignore the fact that Wikipedia itself is a very complex product. I'll give you an example. I actually submitted two profiles, both of them authors. Both of them had published their first book 6 months apart, not like a major difference. Both of them were not well-known in the market or anything, like beginners they were. So I submitted their profile, and the one who had the book published in July, his profile went live in 2 months, and the person who published the book around November, December, his profile took 8 months to be live. And I was like, I didn't understand what exactly is going on. To be very honest, I've been doing this for the past 7 to 8 years, Jamie, and we still do not know the algorithm that they use on the back end, because they evaluate profiles not on the basis of niche or genre. You know how you classify things? They don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually judge and evaluate your profile on an individual basis. And that makes it more complicated. See, at this point of time, I'm not saying that we will not be delivering the Wikipedia page to you. The only problem is the indefinite timeline. How long are you going to wait? And it's an uncertainty, right? See, even if the page would have gotten rejected, I consider that positive. You know why? Because we have a final answer, and then we can, take measures to improve that and resubmit the profile. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you.
Exactly. So looking at all of these things, I know how frustrating it can get. There are a few options that I wanted to put forward to you, if you allow me, because you have invested a lot of money on this project, and I do understand and value the fact that you are still giving this some time for it to, go live. May I ask you something, Jamie, if you don't mind?
Of course.
What is your main goal or purpose of having a Wikipedia page? Why do you want a Wikipedia page?
Well, it's changed a lot. So originally, when I contacted the first person I spoke to, over a year ago, and I said I was working in an organization and we wanted to have the organization to have a Wikipedia page. And that person said it probably is better to have me have a Wikipedia page because I had so many more bona fides in terms of articles published and my name being, somewhat important in the community. And so I said, okay, well, then let's just do that. Then almost a few weeks later, I left that job and I was like, okay, well, I'll just pay for, instead of my job paying for it, I'll just pay for this, and we'll just do it because it probably could help me get a better job next time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people who have them are considered, it's like the check marks, it's like the verifications, you know, people look you up and they're like, oh, you have a Wikipedia page, how awesome.
A validation,
right?
And authenticity, basically.
Yes.
That's why you wanted a
public
Wikipedia
validation
page.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is really the only reason. That's
okay.
The only reason, because it
okay.
just helps me to be identified as the expert in the gender equity space that I am.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're doing great work. What is your vision behind this? If we say that you are a gender equity expert, if we say that you are a gender equity expert, how would you define yourself? What are your main goals or vision?
Well, my big vision is to help organizations create safe, respectful workplaces for all genders, so
mm-hmm.
that we can create the world that we want to see. I mostly work in nonprofit organizations. I give
mm-hmm.
a lot of speeches. I do a lot of keynoting in order to encourage especially younger people
mm-hmm.
who don't have the same gender conflicts
mm-hmm.
in their minds that older people do, to give
mm-hmm.
them hope that there's a future for
mm-hmm.
for all gendered people and even
to see
find
the path
non-binary
for them.
People. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to show them a path, to show them it's possible, and to actually help them create the culture in their organizations that they want to see for their own futures. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I do. And it's,
that is,
you know,
wonderful.
It has some value,
and by the way,
in the world.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Do you also focus on things like when, you know, foreign women are discriminated and they're not treated properly? Because I personally face something like that when I moved down here. So do you cover such topics
yes,
too?
We do. We not only cover that, but we also cover how race and ethnicity and nationality
mm-hmm.
combine with gender-based issues, especially around harassment and abuse,
mm-hmm.
because the most people who experience that don't feel like they have a voice.
Exactly.
And so we help them to have a voice either individually or collectively, or
mm-hmm.
I talk to them about how to find someone to be their champion in
mm-hmm.
order to start breaking down some of those barriers. And
mm-hmm.
we also work on things like, you know, like forced marriage and child
mm-hmm.
marriage and things mm-hmm. that are really setting women back and keeping
mm-hmm.
the majority of people who are impoverished are mm-hmm. women. And, you know, so that's
it
my vision, is to help women rise up.
Countries. Yes.
And it happens here,
like
too.
That. Okay,
you know,
I
there's a lot of that
here.
Right, because it's not as, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, in California, the marriage age is zero.
What?
So any parent of any child can force their child to get married because the marriage age is zero. Like, ridiculous, but that is it.
That
I mean, only 12
oh
states
God.
In the United States prohibit forced
mm-hmm.
and child marriage.
Exactly.
Only 12. So it's really, I mean, it's terrible in the developing world because there's so much abuse of women anyway. And women never really, at least in the, you know, the more developed countries, there
mm-hmm.
are governments and there are laws, and
mm-hmm.
even though they're often broken,
there are legislations, there is everything in place, you know, to protect such things,
right.
Because it's a very sensitive topic too. I mean, you hear this happening in today's world, it sort of gives me a shock, you know, because we have advanced so much, why not this?
Right.
I mean, where are we living? Which century
right.
are we living in, right?
And, not this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh, I was just going to say something. I was going to tell you that, you know, when I came down here, what happened is that people would look at my color first and not my degree and expertise. And that
mm-hmm.
I just hate it. Yes, I have an
right.
accent, but at least give me a chance to prove my worth to you. Well, how does that matter,
right.
you know?
How does it matter? Why does it matter?
Exactly. And if you see someone as ambitious as I was, was. I mean, you know, you're trying to get somewhere. You got out of a mess, a shithole. I'm sorry I'm using that. But you got out of that, and you overcame that to, you know, be something, to do something meaningful in life. And when you get rejections like that, trust me, I had almost like, I applied for, when I came down here, I had a degree of bachelor's in business administration. I feel it's not like it's nothing, right? It counts for something. So what if English is not my first language? I'm able to convey my message. It doesn't matter what kind of accent that we have. So many different people with different accents. I mean, British, Scottish. How does that matter? Why does it have to, you know, be like that? And trust me, I faced almost, I applied for job interviews, and that was for a project manager, you know, just for communication, time deliveries, managing the projects. That is something that I sort of had expertise in. So I applied for that, and I sent in my CV to several publication houses, and they rejected me. I received almost 5 to 6 rejections all at once. Can you imagine what kind of setback it would be for me? I didn't come out of my room for almost 3 to 4 days.
I don't blame you.
Because I had no family. I had nobody here. And I'm like, you know what? What did I do? What exactly did I do with me, you know?
Right.
Because I closed the doors behind me just to, you know, go for something better. And now when I'm going for something better, nobody's giving me the opportunity. So what did I do with myself? Why am I sitting here? That was like the toughest part of my life, and I know how I got through that, and there's a lot. Okay, I'm so sorry. We were talking about your project. I started
this is exactly what I'm talking about, right? Right now, I'm not employed. I haven't been employed for a year. I mean, I do projects. I get paid to do things, but I don't have a job, and I feel like, why? I have all of this behind me, and why? Why am I not? Which is one of the reasons that I wanted this page, was so people could be like, oh, right. She works with so-and-so. She's worked with so-and-so. Oh, she wrote that article. Yes, that's right. Right, so that's one of the reasons I wanted it all in one place. I mean, I have a website also, but, you know, this is more like external, not something
legitimate.
Not something that I put together, right?
Yes, when it comes to a Wikipedia profile, it sounds more legitimate. By the way, have you ever thought of writing a book? Because it just came across all of a sudden to me, the kind of message that you want to send out to the world. I have worked on multiple women empowerment books, and I go crazy on that, trust me. So why haven't you thought of that?
I have thought of it. Actually, I spoke to someone this morning who said the exact same thing. Well, I'm waiting for your book. But
I swear.
You know, I mean,
you know, because the kind of person
you are. There's only so many hours in the day.
No, but you should begin somewhere. Jamie, I think it's high time for you to write a book. Because the kind of message that you're depicting and the engagement, the kind of exposure that you're requiring in your life at this point of time to actually shed some light on this topic, I feel that people should hear you out. And the best, see, Wikipedia is for legitimacy. That makes sense, okay? That's something that you should do.
Yeah.
That stays there.
Right.
But apart from that, who is Jamie Allen Black and why is she doing this? What are the possible scenarios and situations that she has encountered? What is the vision? What is the bigger picture behind this? Because, see, you are not just running around fame and publicity. You have a bigger message and a vision behind. So that should count for something. Wikipedia, it only shows your credibility as an individual. It does not convey a clear vision that you have. After speaking to you, I feel that it's much more than that, you know?
I agree. It was just one tool in my, sorry for the sirens. I live in a busy street. It's just one tool in, you know, my quiver. It's just one arrow in my quiver that I use when I need to, you know, show someone who maybe doesn't know me or doubts me or whatever what my legitimacy is. I mean, it's just one thing, right? I have a book would be another thing, of course. That would be a great thing to do.
Jamie, I'm having a crazy thought. I was here to talk to you about something else, but I'm having a real crazy thought right now, and it's just intriguing and exciting. I'm just holding myself back from saying it, just blurting it out to you, because I know it's not the right time to have that discussion, because we need to sort this out first, okay? Okay, back to our conversation, Jamie. Okay, at this point of time, since we do not have a definite timeline, I'm not going to let you sit on this and wait for your admin to tell you when he's ready to put your page live. So there is an uncertainty there. There are two resolutions moving forward that I got from the compliance department to portray in front of you. First one is either we keep the submission, we do not cancel that out, we give the admin time and move forward with a partial refund. And worst case scenario, if the page does not go live, you get 100% money back, but that's not going to happen. Your page is good. The content is good. I'm looking at it right now, and I feel this is something that would definitely go up. If this was someone, you know, not doing anything, not having any vision, nothing prominent in their Wikipedia profile, I would have told you crystal clear that, you know what, just lose hope. And I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is a very negative thing to do, but I know how Wikipedia pages work. So when there's something for me to, you know, clear out with the customer, if it's not happening and if I get that feeling that, you know what, the content is not good enough, it's not going to happen, don't wait, I go ahead and say it. That's the kind of a person I am. I mean, I know
this
is a company, but, you know, sometimes you have to be honest, you know. You have to be transparent.
Right, and that's
much more than that.
Pretty much what I said that to James the last time I spoke to him. I was like, listen, I'm just not going to call you anymore. I'm not going to I'm not going to write to you. I'm not going to ask you. Like, you will just tell me when something is up, and I'm going to behave as if this isn't going to happen because then I will not feel so disappointed. So I appreciate what you're saying and that you know, I have the same kind of integrity where if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. And if that's okay, and that's okay. I'd rather know that than be strung along.
Exactly. You know, I've been docked multiple times on calls and projects that what the hell are you doing? But I like to do that. And that is the only reason why the clients that I've catered when back in the time, you know, like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, those were like my first clients, you can say, when I started as a project manager. You can say full swing. Before that, I was just doing part-time and stuff like that. Now, all of them, they still talk to me, and we have become more or less like friends. So whenever they have
Hold on one second. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Are you leaving now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I have people working in my house at the moment.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, I just lost my train
of
thought.
I know.
That's fine. Okay. Let's talk about the project first, okay, because I have a lot to talk about with you because we seem to be vibing a lot at this point of time. I like to have these kind of discussions. Okay. So, Jamie, let's discuss first things first. The profile, there are two options that they provided to me. First one is a partial refund, and they do not cancel your submission, obviously because there's no definite timeline, so they'll be proposing a partial refund. Once the page is live, you still keep the money. You don't have to repay again, all right? This is just a compensation for the indefinite timeline. The second option, which was presented from them, but I just got a crazy thought, so we can maybe do something about that. You know, the fact that I was getting excited and intrigued by it, so I blurt it out now. Okay. Alternate services. They said that if you would like, we can keep the submission and we can move forward with some alternate services. As you know, that we are a one-stop shop, so we do everything and anything that you name. I'm just going to ask you, Jamie. I know that you might say no, but I just want to say, because it's coming from within me right now, will you help me write a book for you?
It's
as if I've asked you to marry me, Cinderella, if it came out
like
that.
Right? We're getting married. I mean, I would consider it. It's not something that I'm, you know, not thinking about. Definitely, I am thinking about it. And I do think there's value there. I just don't know that if I'm
okay,
quite
my
ready.
I know,
no,
I know.
All.
Here's
Go
my
ahead.
Pitch.
Yes.
Here's
yes.
my pitch, okay? I've worked on multiple books before, so I know the ins and outs. I know the publication houses. I know how to deliver a book. There is another book that became bestseller. She's a client that I catered long ago, like 3-4 years ago. Tiffany May, her book is called Sexy Foods. It's available on Amazon. Just jot it down somewhere and check it out. It's a bestseller
okay.
right now. Okay? Now, bottom line, we're not going to determine this just on the basis of this conversation. Allow me to take a detailed interview and insight throughout regarding your entire life, your vision, your motives, what exactly you're planning to do, and what exactly is the message that you're sending out to the world. It will be a one-hour Zoom session that you and I will discuss about. And once I have all of that, I'm going to have an outline created by my team, and I will send that to you. It will sort of be like a proposal. If that is interesting, then we talk further. Right now, we're just sticking to that. No commitment, no promises. Fair enough?
Awesome. Fair enough. I love it.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much
Good
for that.
Plan.
And Jamie, don't think that I'm trying to sell something or do something else. It's just something that I want to do after talking to you.
Well,
I just want to take a chance.
Keep talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just discussing, so it's no harm, no gain. Right?
Right.
Okay, so
that's right.
Give me a good time. When can we schedule the session?
I'm pretty available next week anytime. Let me look at my calendar. Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker so I can look at my calendar.
I am going to pull up my calendar, too. Let's see.
Okay. Hello. Oh, look, I didn't even know I'm going to screen that.
How about the 15th, Monday?
I'm looking at the 15th, and I definitely could do that. That's fine. That's great.
Perfect. Can we do same time?
4 o'clock on the 15th?
Yep, that is 1 o'clock my time.
That's
you're
what
in
time
you're? Yes, you're in the Eastern time zone, right?
I'm in the Eastern time zone. Is it possible to do it earlier than that?
Okay, let me check.
Anytime.
How early?
Anytime.
Okay, anytime. Let me see. How about 3 o'clock your time?
Better. Okay, 3
better?
O'clock. We'll do it at 3 o'clock. Yeah, it's better than 4.
Let's lock it then. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for this, Jamie. I enjoyed this conversation. And literally, we talked. It was very productive. Okay, thank you so much once again. And I shall speak to you on Monday then. Okay?
On Monday. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.